Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Great. Back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Debbie Meyer is our guest, the green bag lady, the green cake, the cake taker lady. That's my favorite product. You know that thing? Did you know, folks, did you know that cake taker will stretch out and you can put a big old slice of cake or pie, either one, in that thing? That's my favorite. And all the other products that Debbie has invented and has delivered to the marketplace as an entrepreneur extraordinaire. How much, you were just on HSN, weren't you, Debbie?
Oh, yeah, I'm on there a lot.
that's the Debbie Meyer channel, isn't it?
Oh, I wish. I will tell you that we have reached a milestone, though. I have sold over a billion Debbie Meyer green bags at this point. So
hello?
Yeah.
A billion, ladies and gentlemen. Heard it here first. A billion. I mean, that's McDonald's territory, Debbie.
Well, you know, I always love to think of the fact that I'm saving not only money, I'm actually saving people's food, and nothing bothers me more than wasting money than wasting food.
Well, you might be saving their lives, and they won't get poisoned.
Yeah, oh, please. So we're very excited.
But think about all the smiles that you put on men's faces who are using your cake taker. Think about that.
I think of you every single time, Jim.
you should. Hey, Debbie. By the way, folks, we're talking about Debbie is just an absolute world-class entrepreneur. I love her perspectives. I love her instincts. And she and I have she's a lot younger than me, but she's had a few years in the marketplace, and so she knows things. And so we're talking about how to, you know, the unanswered prayers that you were so upset about that turned out to be the right thing. You know, I learned something else, Debbie, about myself several years ago, many years ago. Whenever I wanted something so badly that fell through, there were times when I said, well, I just didn't work hard enough.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
I didn't.
So you
didn't,
beat yourself
I didn't do
up,
enough
yeah.
work. I got to redouble my efforts. So the next time something would come along, I would become superhuman. I mean, I had a cape and everything. I would just do all kinds of stuff to make it happen. And then, you know what, Debbie? And I made it happen. And then when I made it happen, it wasn't long before I realized it was never meant to be. I made something happen that was never meant to be. It was a big mistake.
You know, it's absolutely true. You will push and push and push. And, you know, I do talk to small business owners. I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. People ask me questions. They look for advice. And sometimes the best advice I can give them is take a step back, a deep breath, and let's look at this practically. You know, I'm nothing if not pragmatic. And one entrepreneur who I was dealing with, and, you know, she was just about to do a deal where she would essentially lose control of her business to a group who were going to take out the equity, but they told her that they're going to do all this work and this and that, and that she could eventually buy back her equity if she made the magic number in sales. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this, and I really thought that this was a bad timing for her. I thought it was too soon for her to look at this kind of issue. And she actually said to me something interesting. She said, "You're just trying to rain on my parade." And I looked her dead in the eye and said, "You know what? I think actually I'm the only ray of light you've got right now. Because, you know, you're desperate. And you're looking to these people to solve all your problems, but you're also giving up every one of the goals you set for your own company." And, you know, we went through a list of goals and everything, and eventually she finally did turn down this offer. And, you know, we're working through some other options. But it's very hard to do when you can't see the forest for the trees anymore.
Well,
you know,
you weren't telling her that the other deal wasn't a good deal. You were telling her you can't make any deal as long as when you're desperate, because there's no way There's no way that a desperate move is going to be beneficial to you unless unless your life's at stake and you've got to jump from one building to another. desperation in business is not good.
I mean, you know, you think back to your teenage years and, you know, there was this guy or girl you wanted so desperately to go out with, you know, and you thought, oh, my dreams would be answered if, you know, I could just be with that person. And then you go back to your 10-year reunion and you go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then it's the 40-year reunion and you go, oh, my goodness, you know.
Exactly.
So that you talk about unanswered prayers. You know, there's an old saying that it'll all come right in the end, and if it isn't right, it isn't the end. And that to me is almost a golden rule, because you cannot, nothing is static. Nothing is going to be the same tomorrow as it was today. It's all a moving target. And, you know, why are we entrepreneurs? We're entrepreneurs because we've got that ability to, you know, twist on a dime and make decisions and look at things from different perspectives. We don't have a single corporate perspective.
The thing that I learned about all this, you know, I talked about in the previous segment, I talked about, you know, wanting something so bad, not getting it, and then finding out later that God was a lot smarter than me. And then I thought, well, you know, and then I thought, well, God's not going to let me do something that wasn't meant to be. And then I found out I have the ability to make things happen that weren't meant to be. And then I realized that what I should be doing is whenever an opportunity comes up, I should work as hard as I can, do everything that I know to be done, do as much as is appropriate.
Right.
And then if it happens, it happens. But no unnatural acts, no Herculean efforts. Just try to make it happen. If it doesn't happen, it wasn't meant to be, and move on. And I've been a lot happier since then, folks. Debbie, give us your website quickly.
DebbieMeyer.com or CakeCutter.com.
I like that CakeCutter.com website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.